AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A white South Carolina police officer has been fired and charged with killing a black motorist after a traffic stop.
In his first radio call to dispatch on Saturday, North Charleston, South Carolina police officer Michael Slager is matter of fact after pulling over Walter Scott.
Bringing out Dakota on a gray color Mercedes.
A short time later, a panting Slager calls in.
223 dispatch, 1080 on foot, down Craig Street, black male, green shirt.
Slager fired 8 shots at Scott, claiming the 50-year-old had grabbed his stun gun. But a video shows Scott running from Slager as the officer begins to shoot. Scott family attorney L. Chris Stewart calls the shooting a heinous act and...
There'll be a massive civil lawsuit filed.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Faden Santana, a bystander who shot the cell phone video, told NBC News tonight he was walking to work. And he approached the scene because he noticed Officer Michael Slager controlling Walter Scott on the ground. Santana says he began recording when he heard the sound of a taser. He believes Mr. Scott was just trying to get away from the taser. Scott's brother, Andrew, said the same thing today.
I believe he was running away because he was being tased. He didn't want to be tased anymore. That's what it looked like to me.
The officer is in jail tonight. Walter Scott's family is planning his funeral for Saturday. Lawyers hired by the family of a black man who was found hanging in Mississippi are hiring independent experts to conduct an investigation separate from the one pursued by state and federal authorities. Their attorney says the family of Otis Byrd does not believe he hanged himself. Forecasters are cautioning millions of folks in the middle portion of the country to keep an eye out tonight and tomorrow for threats of hail, high winds, and strong tornadoes. This is AP Radio News. A Boston jury has handed down guilty verdicts in the Marathon bomber trial.
Guilty on all 30 counts and eligible for the death penalty. Johar Tsarnaev sat arms folded, looking down as the verdicts were read. Not much different behavior from what bombing survivor Karen Broussard saw throughout the trial.
Completely disinterested.
The jury will now decide whether Tsarnaev should be executed or spend life in prison. For the defense, the argument is he fell under his brother's spell. But former federal prosecutor Tom Durkin says the government will revisit the bombing's horror in pushing for death.
They'll play the fear card.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
A jury in Fall River, Massachusetts, ended a second day of deliberations in the murder trial of former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez. He's charged in the shooting death of another man. Jurors asked questions today about weapon and ammunition charges against Hernandez. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.